Semester Self-Check Unit 9. How Different Cultures Handle Time.
Time is an important factor of nonverbal communication, and the way we deal with it may determine whether a company is successful in the long run or not. When you look at how different cultures address the problem of time and time management, you will soon discover that there are enormous differences depending on the country and the cultural background. Differences that can lead to enormous problems when people from different cultural backgrounds should cooperate. Whereas it's perfectly acceptable in Brazil to arrive 40 minutes late for a business meeting, anything short of arriving on time would be seen as extremely rude in countries like Germany. Arriving exactly on time for a private date, on the other hand, might be seen as a sign of inflexibility and a lack of ease. In some cultures, people tend to do one thing at a time and stay focused on one task. In the US or in Germany, for example, most people prefer this way of dealing with time. This approach may seem rigid and inflexible, but economically, it is very efficient. Tasks are executed promptly, and it is hugely important to complete the things you have started. In addition, these cultures prefer a clearly structured schedule so that tasks can be completed as planned, time consciousness being a characteristic feature. These general rules are often not spelled out, but they are an important aspect of everyday life. Apart from the many positive aspects, there is also a downside which should not be ignored. As the tasks have priority, relationships between people are often of minor importance. And then there is the aspect of power. It might be important to be on time as an employee. However, it is seen as perfectly okay for a boss to be late, simply because he or she is in a position of power and they feel they need to make this clear. In countries like Italy or Brazil, however, people tend to deal with time in a totally different way. For them, it is no problem to do several things at a time, as relationships seem to be much more important than the tasks you are supposed to do. As a consequence, there is not so much emphasis on completing a task or to be on time if other circumstances like matters in the family or issues with friends are in the way. Most people who live in these societies just do not believe that promptness or a strict agenda are important. The impression outsiders get of these countries is that they are disorganized and inefficient. However, they just favor another view on work. Multitasking and switching from one task to another are quite common. In the modern world, with worldwide travel and a globalized economy, such cultural differences can be a major obstacle to communication and, most importantly, also to success in business. So, how should we deal with this problem? Raising awareness among groups of various cultural backgrounds is certainly a good strategy. Having said that, some of these practices have been acquired over a long time and are so firmly linked to one's cultural background that it is often difficult to convince people to change.